Hello and welcome to this month's BU News podcast. I'm Emma Ray. Coming up on the programme, Dr. Richard Berger speaks about his research into BBC Persian Television's news service. And we find out about the School of Applied Sciences students taking part in speed updating. But first, Bournemouth University's public lecture series gets underway this month, with seven events taking place at the Executive Business Centre between now and June. The first lecture on the 15th of March is brought to you by Professor Tom Watson and visiting Professor Dr. Angsfar Servas. They'll talk about the evaluation of public relations, a hot topic in the industry today. Here's Professor Watson with more.
My lecture looking at the evolution of public relations measurement as a sort of surrogate history of public relations. I'm really drawing from it something I heard from George Orwell, which was he who controls the past controls the future. And I'm going to adapt that a bit to say he who understands the past can plan for the development of future practice. And I think Orwell's aphorism is really quite useful.
Other lectures this month include Simulating the Complexities of the Human Body with visiting Professor Nadia Thalman, an audience with visiting fellow John Kent on tourism innovation, and Professor Elizabeth Ross's lecture, Too Clever to Care, Education to Lead Nursing in a Changing World. For full details on these and other lectures in the series, follow the link on the podcast page. Next, some great news from the Media School. BU's animation courses have been held up by the National Endowment for Science, Technology and Art, known as NESTA, as a shining example compared to other institutions where graduates struggle to meet industry needs. NESTA presented the report to the Minister for Culture, Communications and the Creative Industries, Ed Vasey. What's more, it showed almost half of all graduates employed in the industry were BU graduates. On each podcast, we'll tell you about a piece of BU research that's making its mark on the world stage. This month, we hear from Dr. Richard Berger, who, along with his team, has been commissioned by the BBC Trust to review BBC Persian Television, a news service for Iran. He tells us more.
Part of that review is to do a content analysis of news and current affairs to make sure that output is congruent with BBC guidelines on impartiality. Particularly at a time of great political sort of turmoil in North Africa, we're looking at how the Egyptian protests are being reported by the BBC Persian service for an Iranian audience. All that kind of stuff is really rich material which will feed back into the teaching, into lectures, into seminars, into the kind of material that we're getting our students to look at and to analyse and critique. So to have that dynamic between the research that we're doing right now and the teaching that we're doing right now is really, really exciting. The great thing about this project is that it's drawing in people from across the university. We've got people from the business school, School of Tourism, Design Engineering and Computing. It's great to work with someone like the BBC Trust. It's not the sort of research that we do, and it's good to have them as a client.
Thanks, Richard, and we wish you well with the project. As the London 2012 Olympics draw closer, BU's launched an interactive blog called Insight into 2012. Caroline Farwell from the PR team is behind the campaign and explains the blog's purpose.
Insight into 2012 draws on expertise from across BU to bring analysis, perspectives and commentary on news and developments surrounding the Games. Academics such as Dr. Richard Shipway in the School of Tourism and Bryce Dyer in the School of Design, Engineering and Computing are contributing their news and views on a range of topics, including sport, Olympic legacy and technology. The blog is part of a wider campaign to showcase BU's academic research as the world counts down to London 2012. You can follow the blog by clicking the link on the podcast page.
And staying with the Olympics, Media School students are being offered a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to join the Olympic Broadcasting Service team for the 2012 Games. BU is currently the only uni outside of London to be selected. Jim Owens is a manager of the Broadcast Training Programme.
Well, I think you have a great media school. School gives students a lot of practical television experience as well as the depth of learning the theory behind it. Without a whole lot more training, we can place them into the positions that we have at the Olympics. We've roughly 1,000 different positions, and we're recruiting students to fill those positions.
Those who'd like to apply can follow the link on our podcast page for more details. Students from the School of Tourism have launched a new visitor review website. The Real Dorset is in association with Visit Britain and Digital Visitor. It's an excellent way for students to get involved in a live e-marketing exercise, as well as providing a great service to Dorset visitors. You can visit The Real Dorset by clicking the link at the bottom of the page. Next, Pool House on our Talbot campus plays host to a special exhibition of iconic work by the artist Dame Elizabeth Frink. Entitled This Fleeting World, the exhibition features sculptures, drawings and original prints that encapsulate her ideas and style. Elizabeth Frink's son Lan Jamet and his ska band Boy Lamonti performed at the exhibition opening. He shared his thoughts on his mother's work.
I think she's a very interesting artist. Because it's from the archive, not all of it has necessarily been seen by the public, so that is a real bonus for everybody, and it's an all-round educational exhibition. I think the Goggleheads have got a very strong memory because they were made in south of France. As a child, I was brought up there. They've had a serious effect on me anyway.
The Frink exhibition is free and open to the public in Pool House reception at Talbot campus until the end of July. Bournemouth's internet radio station, better known as Burst, held an exclusive relaunch event last month, attended by Radio 1 and One Extra's programme controller, Andy Parfitt. Andy cut the ribbon in the Media School's radio studio and attended an in-conversation event with our very own Professor Sean Street. He shared his industry expertise and gave the students valuable advice about the future of the radio industry.
Radio production, web content production, visual production, converging without questions. My advice would be really be broad at this early stage. You know, at Radio 1 we have a sizable team who focus only on the web content, and our website is 2.5 million unique users a week. So the journey that Radio 1 is making from being an analog radio station to a multimedia brand is kind of well underway.
And finally, the School of Applied Sciences has come up with a novel exercise to equip their graduates for the working world. Sally Gates went along to find out more.
Speed updating is a simple concept. Guest lecturers have 5 minutes to tell students about their career, and much like speed dating, once the time's up and the horn sounds, it's on to the next person. It might sound like a bit of fun, but the idea is to give students as much advice as possible on job applications, interviews, and different careers to better equip them for the working world. Paul Neller is BU's senior lecturer in environmental science. He helped organise the event.
Students are quite encouraged, I think, with the fact that we care enough to be able to get other people in other careers in, and perhaps it's in areas that they haven't really thought about before.
A wide range of people gave advice about their careers, including Tessa Bowering from the Environment Agency and Rebecca Stalker from the National Trust. Steve Houston from Dorset Police had this advice.
Take it seriously. It's a difficult career, but it's a challenging career which will give you rewards. It's very much a vocational career. It is difficult. If you've got an interest in this and you can take it further, go out and see what actually goes on, talk to the officers at length, you'll get a better idea.
And John Millward from Wessex Archaeology was impressed with the event.
These events are really important. People have to know, they have to realise what it's going to be like out there. It's not easy. It is quite difficult at the moment with the recession. So any advice, anything they can guess, will hopefully be beneficial to them.
Students then have the chance to chat to the speakers over a slice of pizza and a glass of wine, and those that I spoke to felt it was a very valuable experience. The event formed part of the school's wider outduction programme, which is an example of BU's continuing efforts to ensure students get the best out of their time here at university.
Thanks, Sally. And that brings us to the end of this month's BU News podcast. It was presented by me, Emma Ray, and produced by Sally Gates. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter or join us on Facebook by clicking on the links on our podcast page. Thanks for listening and goodbye.